Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions and want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, and that's Otisville with two L's, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. This whole season, we've been talking about the resurrection, and once again, we're thinking about the same thing as we take a look at Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 36. This is Peter's sermon, his speech, to the people who've gathered in Jerusalem on Pentecost, who have heard the apostles speaking to them in their own languages. Peter says, "Now listen to what I have to say about Jesus from Nazareth. God proved that he sent Jesus to you by having him work miracles, wonders, and signs. All of you know this. God had already planned and decided that Jesus would be handed over to you. So you took him and had evil men put him to death on a cross. But God set him free from death and raised him to life. Death could not hold him in its power. What David said are really the words of Jesus. I always see the Lord near me, and I will not be afraid with him at my right side. Because of this, my heart will be glad, my words will be joyful, and I will live in hope. The Lord won't leave me in the grave. I am his holy one, and he won't let my body decay. He has shown me the path to life, and he makes me glad by being near me. My friends, it is right for me to speak to you about our ancestor David. He died and was buried, and his tomb is still here. But David was a prophet, and he knew that God had made a promise he would not break. He had told David that someone from his own family would someday be king. David knew this would happen, and so he told us that Christ would be raised to life. He said that God would not leave him in the grave or let his body decay. All of us can tell you that God has raised Jesus to life. Jesus was taken up to sit at the right side of God, and he was given the Holy Spirit just as the Father had promised. Jesus is also the one who has given the Spirit to us, and that is what you are now seeing and hearing. David didn't go up to heaven, so he wasn't talking about himself when he said, "The Lord told my Lord to sit at his right side until he made my Lord's enemies into a footstool for him." Everyone in Israel should then know for certain that God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ, even though you put him to death on a cross. So, have you ever thought about the end of your life when you've finally lived out your 40 and 10 or whatever it turns out to be? I mean, have you ever really worked through what might happen and what you might need to do to prepare? Obviously, none of us know for sure when that time will come, nor do we know the circumstances, but have you prepared for the inevitable? For some of us, the COVID scare has left us thinking about the end of life. For others, health scares of a different kind have forced that issue. For some, the tenuous lives of loved ones who are fragile have made us think. And for some of us, just the quickening pace of aging has us thinking. Sue and I went this past week and visited with all four of our sisters, Sandy, Pam, Sue, and Nancy, plus three of their spouses. It was wonderful. Everyone is doing so well. The only ones who ended up getting COVID were Pam and her husband, Dan, and they came through it, though Pam was pretty sick. But my question is, when did all those people get so old? When we got together, we talked about gray hair, doctor's visits, arthritis, the problems with stairs, and having children, adult children, help us with technology. We even talked about the fact that we more than any generation have been immunized for just about anything and everything, and all of it without much question. All but Sanjay and Nancy remember the sugar cubes in school for polio and the pinpricks for tuberculosis. Perhaps that is the reason we are living way beyond when many of our parents and grandparents were old and feeble, at least as we remember them. Grandma with the house coat and the sensible black shoes and the hearing aid with the long wire that went somewhere down into her bosom. But all of us know now what we didn't know then, or for that matter, even a few years ago. You don't live forever. Aging happens, and it is raising its ugly head, so perhaps we need to make some plans. And while dying is not what we should be completely focused on, no. Life only lasts so long, so taking some time to think through what we want to do and when we want to do it is essential. Sue and I have talked a little bit about looking up in the Albany area for some kind of vacation house. I mean, with Brian and Katie both there, it makes some sense to get a place that we can stay at when Noah eventually has school events and concerts and sporting events that we want to attend. And Katie, who is remarkably helpful sometimes, has decided to be our guide. Actually, I think she's hoping we will buy a house that she can then rent from us while we are still here working and living, and so has been looking on Zillow, the online realty app, to see what is available and then sending us leads. $5 million is the price range she's looking in. Of course, Sue and I have never bought a house, so this ought to be an adventure. In fact, none of us, including Mary, Rachel's mom, have bought a house until Brian and Rachel just did this past December. We have no idea where to buy and what to buy and how to buy, so Brian helpfully pointed out that we want to get a house in a really good school district because of resale value. At which point I said, "Why? I won't be reselling it. That's your problem." He was in total shock. Buddy, sorry to break it to you. None of us are getting out of here alive unless the end of time happens soon. And then resale values are going to be abysmal. So when the Apostle Peter started talking about Jesus' death and David's death as he preached on Pentecost, it ought to be a reminder that the end of life is surely coming and that we shouldn't be surprised or upset. It's part of life. Peter was simply pointing out to them that though they were party to Jesus' death, God had raised him back to life, just as God had promised, and that they should have known that that was going to happen. Death is the greatest reality, but it turns out resurrection is greater. And while none of us will live forever, we will for sure live again. And that changes everything except those resale values on the houses. We need to take time to be wise and planned for our limited futures. But more importantly, we need to be wiser and plan for our eternity by not being so earthly minded that we're no heavenly good. Our limited time here is an opportunity to care for those who will follow us. But we also need to make sure that those we love understand the joy and hope we have, that this earthly experience is just a prelude to an eternity in God's presence. God has done amazing things in Jesus, and in doing so, has opened up eternity to us. May it be so, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, this brings us to the end of our podcast for today, and thanks so much for joining us. As I said earlier, if you have questions, don't be afraid to let us know. This has been so much fun. Feel free to join us any Sunday at 11 a.m. On all the places you can find podcasts, including on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, and also on our own website later in the week. Thanks so much for joining us.